Radio station, this is DJ. Who's this?
Hey, DJ, I'm Listener.
What can I do for you, Listener?
Could you play that promo?
That what?
That promo. The one that's all like, boom, boom, zip, zap, and the guy's voice is like, you know, bouncing all over the place and stuff.
The one with all the plugins.
That pretty much describes every...
There's like all kinds of stuff going on. Bang, boom, pow, pow. You know what it was about?
Plugins!
So, as I understand it, radio wants very much not to be perceived as a has-been 20th century medium. That's what we say, anyway. So how come we're all kind of still doing the same stuff we did when we first got digital tools? I mean, if this is such an effective way of delivering a message, why don't the big ad agencies with multinational corporations for clients ever produce commercials that sound like radio imaging? Maybe they should. Or maybe we're caught in that trap of believing that because it's always been done this way, that's how it should be done. Maybe we're that guy who really liked how he looked when something was fashionable, so we never stopped wearing it. If you're that guy, I meant no offense. I'm just saying, when you're being attacked on all sides by things that are powerful and new, the way things have always been done isn't the way to do it. Look, Kiefer Sutherland once had a spiky, bleached mullet. And back then, a lot of people actually thought he looked pretty badass in Lost Boys. Jack Bauer does not have a mullet.